Welcome to episode 95 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to discuss an industry-leading fixed indexed annuity. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In this week's episode, we're going to discuss the Axonic Trailhead Fixed Indexed Annuity. Really great product. So Axonic Insurance Services, which actually distributes their annuities through Amverse Insurance, has an A-minus rating. Now, this particular product has a $20,000 minimum premium. It comes in either 5, 7, or 10-year terms. Also offers the 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting in the second year. This one has no fees associated with it, and they offer 4 indices to choose from, plus the fixed interest option rate. Okay, now I always suggest let's stick with the S&P 500. There are some of these other proprietary indexes out there that do okay. At the end of the day, the tried and true S&P 500 is normally going to be your best bet. Now, those indices come with 1 and 2 year crediting options, and the S&P 500 comes with a choice of either a cap rate or a participation rate, which is nice because a lot of companies will either give you one or the other. Now, here's the other interesting thing is the crediting rates are the same across all the different terms. A lot of companies, you'll see a difference between maybe a 5-year term and a 10-year term. The 10-year may be either lower or higher depending on the company. So Axonic is unique in that they're offering the same crediting rate across all 3 different term lengths, 5, 7, or 10 years. Another unique thing about this Axonic Trailhead is that they will give you an interest boost after the first crediting term, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. So the reason we're talking about Axonic this week is because as of December 2025, Axonic has the highest S&P 500 cap rate for an A-rated company with no fees associated with it and not having to risk any of your gains. The reason I say that is actually there's one other company right now that has a little bit higher cap rate for the S&P, but they're a B-plus company. So if you want to stick with A-rated, this would be the one to go to. There are other companies that will give you a higher cap rate for the S&P 500, but they're going to charge you a fee for it. And the reason I mentioned not risking any of your gains is because the only other option to get this with an A-rated company and no fees would be to go with a company called Ibexis. The way that they offer a higher rate, if you watch my video on Ibexis, is that they allow you to risk some of your interest gains in exchange for a higher growth opportunity. So the reason I came across this one, and I've done a lot of business with Axonic in their MYGA sector because their rate's really high with the MYGAs. The way I came across this is I was working with a retired couple, plenty of assets to where they can safely withdraw money, but they wanted to protect a portion of the portfolio. So we were literally all set up with Ibexis because they like the bonus that came with it. They like the trade-off of getting the higher cap rates with being willing to risk some of their interest gains. But we were literally doing the application, and they always ask the question, no matter what company, are you a United States citizen? I clicked yes, and they stopped me and said, no, we're permanent residents. We never became U.S. citizens. And the application literally stopped right there and said, you cannot apply for this product. So I was like, oh, crap. So I'm calling management over there. Hey, look, they've been here for 35 years. They have social security numbers. They have a permanent address. They pay taxes. And for whatever reason, Ibexis would not budge on that U.S. citizen criteria. Now, the reason I bring that story up is when you're working with somebody in this field, they have to be flexible, okay? They have to be able to give you options. And we had talked for weeks about this. We had everything set up. I was unaware of that one provision. And again, Ibexis seems to be the only one who's really a stickler for that. Why? I don't know. Every other company that I called had no problem with it. But again, the reason I bring that up is we had to quickly pivot and find the next best option. Well, Axonic was the next best option. And again, this is for December of 2025. Depending on when you see this, it could be someone else. However, again, good company. I've dealt with them a lot over the past year. Excellent customer service, meaning you call, someone picks up. If they can't answer your question, they call you back within a reasonable amount of time. So their current rates on the S&P 500, again, they offer you two options, either a cap or a participation rate, and then another two options of do you want it for a one-year point-to-point or a two-year point-to-point. Currently, the one-year point-to-point has a 10.75% cap rate and a 63% participation rate. That is really good, okay? So depending on how the S&P performs, I mean, you could either come out ahead with the cap rate or the participation rate. When we're seeing these really big gains in the S&P like we have over the past several years, the participation rate would have worked out better. But then there's some years a cap rate would work out better. So we can always reallocate. We can always adjust. Their two-year point-to-point is offering a 22% cap rate and a 75% participation rate. So that means December of 2025, they will look at the value again in December of 2027, and they will credit you up to 22% of any of those gains over the past 2 years, or 75% of the gains. Now, this is interesting. Their interest boost that they just offer you, okay? It doesn't require any fees or any other riders or anything like that. And you can get it in as short as the 5-year indexed annuity term, but they offer it for all of them. With the 5-year term, they will offer a 110% crediting, and for the 2-year, a 105% crediting. Let me try and make that simple. If the S&P 500 increases 10% over the next 12 months, we did not hit the full cap rate, okay? So that means you would get the entire 10% gain, but they're going to credit you a total of 110%. So 110% of a 10% gain, they will credit you 11%. That's just a little something extra they add in there to sweeten the pot. Kind of unique, kind of cool. I like it. Now, who would this annuity be appropriate for? Well, obviously someone who is looking to protect a portion of their retirement portfolio and just having a safe bucket of money on the side. They want to participate in the S&P 500 without any of the downside risk. Okay, now we can look at 1,000 different examples, and I can show you time frames where the annuity would have outpaced the S&P 500 because of not participating in the losses. And I can show you time segments where the S&P would have killed the annuity. Okay, we don't know. That's the whole point. We don't know. So if you're looking to protect just a portion of your retirement portfolio and still participate in the S&P 500 with some really reasonable crediting rates, this is a good option. And, you know, you're not in need of any additional guaranteed income. If you're coming up short every month and you're worried about, hey, is this money going to last? Then we would need to look at something that would offer you a guaranteed income. And I've heard this term a lot lately for people who just want to dip their toe into the annuity world. Totally fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not here to hard sell you on why or why not you should have an annuity in your portfolio. And the reason I like the Axonic for this dipping the toe in the annuity world is because it's very simple to understand. It's an S&P 500 index crediting term. You can have a 5, a 7, or a 10-year term with them, and they don't have all these different indexes, you know, inverse triggers and trigger rates, kind of like the Lincoln Opti Blend that we looked at several weeks ago, or with the Ibexis. Hey, we have this flooring method. Those can get confusing if you're not the type of person who really wants to dig into the details. This one is very straightforward. You track the S&P 500. If it goes up 10.75 or above, then you get 10.75% on the cap rate, or you get 63% as a participation rate. If it goes up 10%, you get 6.3%. If it goes up 20%, you get 12.6. Okay, so very straightforward, simple, and competitive fixed index annuity. Now, if you're new to the annuity world and a lot of the terminology that I used in this episode was kind of confusing, I get it. But I've made a lot of other videos that go through those different terms to help teach you the fundamentals of what annuities are, how they work, and how best to use them. So I would recommend, if you're new to this annuity thing and you just stumbled across this podcast somehow, go to atlasannuity.com, click on the video tab, and watch my series called 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. And that will give you a very good introduction to annuities, how they work, and how to use them. Now, if you're looking for a safe bucket of money to diversify the portfolio, then the best thing to do would be book a call, book a Zoom meeting with me, and we'll get your questions answered. And if you go to atlasannuity.com, that takes you directly to my calendar page. Book a short time, we'll get your questions answered, and we'll be able to tell pretty quickly if this is a good fit or not. And as always, we appreciate you listening to the podcast. You're the reason I do this every week. So if you could, subscribe to the podcast on the YouTube, give us a thumbs up, and share it with someone that you think would benefit from hearing the information. Again, this has been episode 95 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Again, this is Marty Becker wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.